An Arlington police lieutenant says he's sorry for inflammatory comments that he made in a police newsletter. Town officials say the apology posted on the town website yesterday comes as a result of a process known as restorative justice. But as WBUR's Jerome Campbell reports, some residents say the punishment may have caused more harm than intended.
Lieutenant Rick Pedrini has been the talk of the town of Arlington. Many residents first learned Pedrini's name last October, after the lieutenant penned several controversial columns. His columns called for officers to meet violence with violence and described criminals as maggots and animals. Pedrini's words swept through the town and caught the attention of its leaders. Town officials put Pedrini on leave as they figured out an appropriate punishment.
I think we did know this when we started the process, that it wouldn't be as clean-cut or as conclusive as, you know, a more traditional disciplinary process.
That's town manager Adam Chapdelaine. He says Pedrini would have faced a traditional disciplinary process, but Pedrini could have appealed and got off scot-free. So Chapdelaine and other town officials decided to try an alternative process where Pedrini would address the harm caused to the community. It's known as restorative justice.
Right from the start, it was aimed at healing, and healing and dialogue are not necessarily a linear path.
You might have heard about restorative justice used in the court system, where victims get a chance to meet their offenders to seek reconciliation. But there wasn't a model for how it would work with a police officer. So town officials had Pedrini sit in a circle with leaders of community groups, like the local NAACP, and listen to their concerns. Chapdelaine says Pedrini appeared remorseful for his actions and worked with community leaders to craft a public apology. In it, he apologizes for the damage his columns did to the community's trust in police and says he recognizes he will need to work to rebuild that relationship. Pedrini did not return requests for comment, nor did anyone else who attended the circles. Now, 6 months later, Pedrini is back at work.
He was cut a deal. He was able to keep his job, his badge, his gun. And the deal is, you've got to give this act of contrition.
Arlington resident John Sanbonmatsu says Pedrini got off easy. He says the whole process happened behind closed doors, and he believes residents were swindled in the restorative justice process.
The way the restorative justice process has gone forward has compounded the original problem by not being inclusive.
Sanbonmatsu says if he had been included, he would have pushed for a harsher punishment. He says an officer shouldn't be able to do the kind of damage to the community that Pedrini's comments did and return to work. Northeastern law professor Susan Mays Rothstein says Sanbonmatsu's concerns are valid because restorative justice at its core is about the whole community. But it's also about healing relationships. That can be difficult when you're dealing with power imbalances. For instance, when the offender is a police officer.
We're in a system where we have enormous amounts of social hierarchy and with it, the allocation of resources and power. It gets a bit complex about, well, how do you exactly even open this up?
She adds that applying restorative justice nowadays can bear huge expectations. Residents are not used to participating in the justice process. So when they get a chance, they want to respond in a big way. She says if town leaders want to make restorative justice a common practice, they have to find a way to continuously bring the community to the table, especially when they are the victim.
You know, we've done so much societally to erode trust, so that will require some work. We can't expect that after two circles that we will have achieved that.
Town manager Adam Chapdelaine says restorative justice is not the solution to every situation, but he does want to continue to use it to improve community relations.
There's still more community outreach or community dialogue to happen. So it's definitely moving in the direction that we wanted it to move in.
But it will remain up to the community whether they will participate. Resident John Sanbonmatsu is skeptical. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.